Staring at the blank page before you
open up the dirty window.
Brother, me used to see that L'Oreal commercial there. Yeah. At Jamaica.
Feel the rain on
you. Yeah, brother. No. Me used to, yo, comments don't so, yo, me used to wash my face to that song there every time. Every time I hear that song there, me just want to wash my face.
Yeah, man.
It's like in the commercial. The Lord. No one else can feel it for you. Yeah. Welcome to the Dale Elliott Podcast. I am your host, Dale Elliott, and I am here with my co-host, Crooks.
Dame should I remember say
the Askella spread.
This is sponsor web.
Wait, them I go with them.
Me still can't get all of that song there yet still.
Bad song though.
Mm-hmm. Can't go on.
Yeah, I mean.
People, don't forget to like, share, comment, subscribe.
You see me?
My father is here, people. Oh. Father and I. My father and the thing there, just give a shout, yo. What kind of?
Joe.
People, tell me if you don't want to see him on the pod. Because I feel like they want to see him on the pod. I'm fighting right now. Him not really want to on the camera thing. But we are getting him on the camera thing. Yeah, so man, people, make sure you say like, share, comment, and subscribe.
Straight.
That week have been a very, very tricky week.
I feel like a lot of things been going in.
Whole heap of things are going on another week, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Me see the first. Normally, we don't really talk about current affairs all the time, you know. But no. Every part of my internet, mm-hmm. I talk about, you know, Shannon Sharp.
Yes.
What that mean?
Yeah, I've been seeing it like all over the place now. And what do you think about it? Because I feel like, a part of me feel like, yeah, it could be, it's clearly a chap, but you kind of walking at a chap there. You know what I mean?
Like, you kind of see that chap there and say, yeah.
Yeah. Like, all right. What I like, you probably know more like more of the details.
More details about it?
Yeah.
So apparently, him did have like an affair with a girl where 19.
Okay.
Stop right there. So.
Like this OnlyFans 19-year-old.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, but that is where it stopped for me.
Yeah. Like Shannon like
almost 60.
Yeah, you're wildin'. This it weird already. It weird already, bro. When you was like 30 something, she not born.
When you're 30 something.
You see what I'm saying? Like she never born yet.
Oh yeah. The whole thing to me right now is one, if it's a money grab, mm-hmm. like she could just get the money and then
I mean, usually what...
Because there was a thing where it's like, him did offer for PR like 10 million first.
Yeah.
And she said no.
She want 50.
She want 50.
So usually in these situations, they hope for like a, you know, like a outer court.
Like fine at 25 million.
Yeah, you know what I mean? But deal with it like outside of the public scope. But because it looked like him a fight it.
Because, all right, this is how me look upon him.
Yeah.
There is no win. Because one, mm-hmm. you see, if you do what them say, you do for real, if you got prison, and you're going to lose your money.
Yeah.
But if you don't do what them say, mm-hmm. and then you pay the money, say, nothing.
So like, either way, you look guilty still. You know? Like, if you're guilty, you're guilty. If you just pay it on...
There is like
cool
no
it,
way.
You're guilty.
There is no way to escape guilt in a no situation.
I mean,
with a man when any name call upon that, you can't escape guilty. You know?
True.
Somebody find you guilty.
In a way. But the best way you can combat that is for fight it. Like you can. So once you pay any kind of money, it's like, all right. fine. Feel how you want to feel. Take your money and make you just this stop the talking thing, about though, it.
To me, this nigga been fighting every time. Every
yo,
time.
Even,
every time I feel like the course is clear for yeah, Shannon man. Sharp, he this
wanna,
nigga been fighting.
He might want to God's strongest soldier, then, man. No, he might fight.
No, but I don't even... remember, you know? The man, one time... The man a fight Wally for allegations.
Because him couldn't even get out of the car without...
The man the dog couldn't get out of the car one time.
You know what I mean?
Then the dog did have the Cat Williams interview when did I get Wally for fight for.
Yeah.
Then, before that, Skip Bayless, when he did work for ESPN.
Yeah.
Skip Bayless, him and Skip Bayless did like catch up on TV and...
Yeah.
Them almost never work. And Skip style him, man.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. That or that. Then, Michelle, dog of leak sex tape. Dog of leak sex
him
tape.
Him leaking himself, the dog up alive.
Dog up alive by mistake. Yo.
The dog up alive.
Yo, it's like a dog can dodge the alligator. Yo, boy. Yo, we need to give you a mic.
Yeah, you will probably.
We need to give you a mic. All right, then. Come closer, then. Sit down. Where's that?
Pops, I sound like a flesh weed.
I said that.
No, man. That's a very good point.
It's a
very good point.
It's a wave of things that happen for the last 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Every time there is a high for the dog, The low no make no actual sense.
Yeah, man. The low is insane. Whatever. But I mean, I guess, you know, that's life in a way. But it's like, I feel like when you're at that level, and maybe because he's really just, even though he's like a legend, a sports legend, right?
Yeah.
Because he's gotten this like, extra reach now
he's
in the
transcended
podcast. He's beyond that now. He's like a social
legend
figure.
Yeah.
Right? And I feel like because he's kind of just gotten to this point, it's like I'm not sure how to
maneuver it
yet. Because you can't maneuver the same way like how you've been maneuvering.
Bro, you know, I realized though, I have never... There is always a scandal of something for someone when them get to a certain level.
Absolutely.
Like, it's like when them get to that level, it's like that is when you find out, like, say, oh, yeah, man, them did the this or all kind of woman. Or even with anybody, you know, even with woman.
Yeah.
A woman reads a certain way, then you say, the worst woman ever.
Yeah, man, she's terrible.
She's terrible.
Yeah, man, she beat man and she's an alcoholic.
She's an alcoholic. She crash and no. It's like...
All the terrible things.
Yeah,
bad.
Because I think when I get to that level, then the magnifying glass fire turn on.
I mean...
More.
What the saying go? The higher the monkey climb, the more I'm exposed.
Yeah.
With success, you have to be careful of what you want.
Yeah.
And I don't feel like a lot of people get that warning.
You have to be careful of what level of success you want to get to.
Yeah. And just what you really, truly want when you get there.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, all right, you're rich now. You are recognized everywhere that you go. There's no place that you can go and people don't go, hey, I know you
so
from
you
somewhere.
No peace of mind.
There's no peace at all.
Brother, you see the video with the basketball player. So Debo, them nickname are Debo, but he used to play for the comments. Let me know why I not remember that man's name. Yeah, DeMar DeRozan. See? DeMar DeRozan. Man sit down and eat him steak.
Yeah.
And a man walk over to him and say, hey, D Rose, I'm your best, I'm your biggest fan. And push the phone like right here, so to the right face. And the man whacks him.
As he should.
This is my disagreement as with that though. What I don't like is, if me I eat my food, you walk and you put the phone right there, so.
Yeah.
And me beat you now. You sue me? $1 million?
That's what I don't think is fair. Because now it's like, see, with the success now, you can't react how you...
Exactly, because you tell me, so now, media road, and a man can literally come in my space.
Crazy. Crazy. Absolutely crazy.
No.
Absolutely crazy.
Pause.
But, yeah.
A man can literally just...
Invade the space. Yeah.
And just be like...
Yeah, man. Yo, you're you.
You're you.
Yo, Dale, Elliot, Dale, yay. Yo, how is Sprinter? Are we going to get a Sprinter too? Huh?
Are we going to get a Sprinter too?
Are we gonna, what are we working on? What's going on? How was the steak, Dale? Was the steak good?
And then, me just get mad and just thump a man in my face. And then them tell me, say, yeah, man, me have to pay you $1 million. Yeah. Because you antagonize me and me thump down you.
Yeah.
I am completely against that.
Yeah, I don't think that's fair. You know, with the celebrities, them just treat the celebrities like, you know, them have it and they should. It's like you're a better person than I am.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, you should be a better person than I am. So you should take all responsibility for what happens. You know what I mean?
You know, funny, yo, one time, me a reason with like a celebrity have money, everything. The man I say, yo, you know what regular people don't look upon? Regular people believe, like, say, when you was a celebrity 10 years ago, however they saw you.
That's how you are
now. That's how you are now. Mm-hmm. And you will always have that level of money.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, people don't realize, like, if celebrities don't work for 2 years, you're not working for 2 years.
Yeah. And you've just been...
So the money you're spending, you have to live the same life way that I live.
Yeah, because now, you know, either that or you fall off, you know.
Yeah, the man I say, oh, certain celebrity life not allow them to cut back upon them spending. Like...
Or like your lifestyle already set a certain way that you can't... Like, it's impossible to downgrade in a way?
Yeah. Mm. Or it depends on how them did live when them did on top.
Yeah.
So they might say, like, some people, if a man where they live a cool life, say, for instance, if J. Cole bankrupt, nobody don't know. If Kawhi Leonard bankrupt, nobody don't know.
Yeah.
Floyd Mayweather right now, I go through a little bankruptcy thing.
Yeah.
That's everywhere.
Yeah. Because he's already been flashing how lavish him living, man.
The this and the that and...
Call my pilot, yo, forward right now.
And
what
then
you have tomorrow?
Travel and you show, say you buy an $18 million watch. And so it's like people are going to turn around and look by you and say,
money, I run out.
You're an idiot. Money, I run out. And I secretly believe, like, some people, why them money run out?
You think so?
No, the people them where I watch. The people them from the outside looking
okay,
in.
Okay, like want them to...
Want them for done their money.
I think especially with Floyd Mayweather, I think that's his whole brand. I think his entire brand
his whole brand is money. When you hear
not just money, but want people wanting to see him lose.
Yeah, him like win so much.
In every farm, you know what I mean? He's, all right, if you watch him boxing style, he's not like a knockout specialist.
But
right?
You know, funny though, people like that always get back rich, you know.
Always, you know.
But Mike Tyson did lose. Somebody had tell me what they are. My old man tell me, say, if me think Floyd Mayweather did Bosey. Mike Tyson.
Bro, Mike
Daddy,
was insane.
Daddy, how was Mike Tyson did flashy back in idea? You don't know? This man asleep.
Bro, Mike... was if you ever see like all interviews like the pre-fight interviews out, bro, he's a menace. Mike was like genuinely terrifying.
Yeah.
Like genuinely. Like the things he would say to people is like, bro, that's dog, why y'all make some prison talk?
Something super sus, like.
Yeah, it's like dog, you're making prison talk right now. That sounds insane. Like
remember me, I watch an interview with Mike and the man them ask him like how him feel now, say like him old and him can't fight no more. Let me see if me can I gonna try impersonate. Dog say, I just remember I was a fighter, and now I'm nothing. Now I'm nothing, because I just remember I wanted to go into the ring, and I just wanted to take your soul. And all I was thinking about was I just wanted to take your soul. I wanted to destroy you. I wanted to devour you. And now look at me. I'm an old man. I'm nothing. I'm nothing.
That was a good mic impression. Yo, have you, did you ever see his, like any clips of his podcast? You know, he had a podcast.
Yeah. Bro. I think he just break now. He just dip on a break.
Yeah, bro. Watching the, seeing the evolution of Mike Tyson. Like, bro, do you know about the video game? Mike Tyson Punch Out?
Yeah, me hear about it already.
Legendary video game, bro. Like, Mike is the guy.
Yeah.
Right? To watch him go from like this person that's like genuinely terrifying and like a almost a literal menace to society at some point, turn into like this like super introspective.
Me didn't know a man.
You know,
me,
you know
me didn't know a man who could have beat Mike Tyson.
Who?
Robert.
Which Robert?
One man from Birmingham, Robert.
I was about to say who? Jabba?
No, man. Robert. Jabba can't beat Mike Tyson because Jabba do all heap of work. Jabba are the referee at the same time.
True.
When
true.
That take place. True. You see Robert fight on the ball field one day?
Yeah.
I mean, no Mike Tyson have nothing. Why you laugh? Me sure Mike Tyson can't beat Robert. Anyway, Robert, they big up yourself. Robert, you never. No, man, tell you. Robert, brother.
Listen, Robert have to.
Brother, me see Robert a fight, man, and Robert, you the dog. Yo, the Robert top the man about 4 times. Daddy,
me
gonna,
will bite off
Daddy, me gonna give you a mic, you know. No, hey, you don't even know the mood. Hey, people, you don't want to see my father.
Where is it? I mean, we can
me
pause and set up.
I'm gonna literally turn the mic by you. You watch. Sinners yet?
Yes.
Everybody has talked about Sinners. Just, is it worth it?
All right.
Because I have me have the bootleg load up already.
I'm kind of critical with films, you know, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think Sinners is good. To me, everybody that told me to watch it made me watch it for a specific scene.
All right. I don't know what that scene is, but don't make me.
I don't want to spoil it.
Mm-hmm.
But there is skedaddling in the movie. That's all I can say. And everybody was like, yo, skedaddling is happening. You have to see it. We're waiting on your...
You have to see piece of the skedaddle.
Yeah. So I'm just waiting for everybody to see it so that I can give my official review on it. I would give it... Super critical. I would give it a 7.
7.
But I see people saying, yo, It's the best movie. To me, it's not the best movie. But
this is what me know though.
But it's good.
This is me not watched yet.
Yeah.
But remember me I said the place did kind of feel slow, like things are start in April.
Yeah.
In the month of April, it's coming to the end. Sinners has been the biggest movie me hear about for the last year.
Yeah.
Me not hear nobody talk positive about no movie.
Yeah.
For like a year now.
True. I mean.
Is it better than Creed with Jonathan?
I didn't watch Creed.
With him and Jonathan Majors.
I didn't watch Creed. Okay. So I don't know.
That to me are the best.
No, don't get me wrong. It's a really good movie. Mm-hmm. It's great. Everybody is saying, yo, it's a 12 out of 10.
No, okay.
It's not that for me. But it's good. It's a really good movie. I feel like seven is a good movie to me.
You know what my problem with movie?
Oh.
All right. When you go on party.
Mm-hmm.
And a DJ play. No, just think about it this way. When you go to a party and a DJ play music, how it make you feel? Like you don't feel critical of the DJ?
Absolutely.
Me like film so much now, even though me not like great at it.
Yeah.
Me study so much at it. When me I watch a movie, me I say, ooh. They might shoot that with a 50. All right?
Yep.
You see that light there in the background? That little lamp there? That lamp there is to create separation and show depth. Ooh, them did have to wake up early to shoot this. because they have to catch a sunrise there, and the shot there, them only can get it one time.
Yeah, so they must make sure they shoot this.
Oh, this is a sunset scene.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I know sunset, you know, sunrise and sunset is
different visual.
Yeah, but it's mm-hmm. the best work you get out of your camera.
Yes.
Let me look upon it, me can be like, oh, them shoot this with a, it's probably shoot with like a, what is, a Venus or a Ari?
This is a one shot. This is a nice one shot. Okay. I see how they organize this one shot.
It is a lot. Good. Oh, what? Oh, where? Oh, no, me, I look upon how him pants tuck in because maybe.
Interesting wardrobe choice.
Maybe the mic. Maybe the mic with my band. So it's like, me look upon so much things when me I watch a movie now that people don't even like watch movie with me.
I can see that.
Yeah, people don't even like watch movies.
Watch it, it's a 50 them shoot that with you. Watch it, Matt. That's all right. You see that depth there where them get when
they
see
that depth of feel. All right, you see the you realize the background blur. I see the blur at the background. That means they move that to like what that are like 1.4 or 1.2, you know.
Oh, yeah. All right, you see that effect there? All right, you know them get that effect there. Them move towards it and them zoom out the same time. So you get that crazy effect.
Exactly.
There
so it will mash me up, man. Cause me when I watch something, I mean I say, oh yeah, man. All right, then you see that scene that man he might use a Steadicam. The brother here operate the Steadicam.
Yeah.
All right. This actually the a camera tool. This, you know, this is the second AD.
Yeah. Because
from me, I look upon the angle here. This is definitely the second AD. Mm-hmm. And then I monitor the Steadicam. Oh, you see that? Ah, them just spray the haze.
Yep.
Haze are like, haze. It like color up and change.
Mm-hmm.
Pull
more light in the background. And
Can be like, oh, this is not out of focus. You know, that. You see them pull focus from the subject A to subject B. mash up.
Yeah,
man. Anybody where I watch this right now, I say, yo, that brother, I mash up my movie experience.
So I think you would be, I think if you, when you watch it, you'll be probably as critical for me. For me, with the movies, it's like story. Like I'm very critical of what they show in the movie. And especially with that, I feel like there's things that them could have shown more.
Me only critical about biopics and them thing.
Yeah.
Because it's an actual story I retell.
Yeah.
And then them switched up. Fictional things.
Yeah, but so, all right.
This is how me critical about movie now. Is it like good or bad?
Yeah. I agree.
Worst movie me watch in the last 5 years of Captain America.
Oh, yeah. You're telling me that. But I watch it yet.
The one that just come out the other day. And it just feels so disrespectful because this is the time when them give the black man the opportunity to shine.
Yeah, and
everybody around him let him go. He was great.
Yeah, but
everybody around him
was a disappointment.
I mean, I know what take place with that.
Rough.
Yeah, man, that rough. You ever know a movie and left before it done? You ever pay your money go to a movie theater and get up and walk out?
No, but I have fallen asleep in a movie though. I have fallen asleep in a movie.
Me drop asleep in a movie where me hear everybody did a rave about. And while me in the movie.
Which one?
Me just touch my girl and I say, come in. Me can't do this no more.
Which movie?
Brother, me try watch John Wick.
Yo, okay, thank you.
I don't like
thank
it.
Thank you. No, I like John Wick, you know. I like John Wick. Why? But the movie needs more. I feel like it needs more.
Lead up?
Not just lead up, but
there is a gunshot every 5 seconds.
It needs substance behind just the gunshot. Brother, I remember watching it for the first time. Like, I didn't see it in theaters or nothing. Mm. Right? I was like, all right, man, watch John Wick. I watch it and it's like, ah, dang, them kill him dog. Crazy. You know what I mean? Man go up on the murder spree.
Exactly.
Right? And then it's like, after a while, it was like, dog, about 35 minutes now.
The same man, like, exactly. So like, me can't bring myself to just watch that.
Yeah.
And the last one, me go in at the theater, dog, and me sit down and me upset. me drop asleep. Me say, yo, come in. That's if I say,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, because there's only so much time. Bang, 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 bang.
At some point, how you feel about it?
You know what I mean? Like,
How did that man make you? You kill him. So how you feel?
Yeah, like what?
Does he have children? Him, yeah, you kill him. Kill a dog.
All of them people that have family, you know, them
him,
have.
Him kill a dog, and that's wrong.
Yeah.
But how him mother feel? How did that make you feel? Now that you get the satisfaction of, you know?
Yeah.
He's just every. You're excommunicated.
Yeah. And no, all Mind you, everybody's an assassin, you know. There's nobody, in that world have a normal job, you know.
And where is this world that I can go with a token everywhere?
But I put on a token, yeah, and everybody just know what that means.
The me? Man where I jerk the hot dog from the street,
yeah, man,
is
like
an assassin where kill 50 million people. And a hot dog him jerk. And me walk up to you to buy a hot dog, and instead of the hot dog, me give you one kind. And you as the hot dog man are going to be like, And then me just open up my hot dog can and you got in one leer.
Yeah, man. Fully. And now that's where all of the gun them.
Like, now the hot dog man have
he's the
300 gun.
He's the link, apparently. You know what I mean? It's like, what is going on here?
No background. But you know, I heard that he charged them per word. Just so him can talk less.
That makes sense to me.
Bro,
That makes sense to me.
You know what kind of leverage that you have in negotiating something?
So, you know, so great, especially, bro, Keanu Reeves has gone from being like a punchline to being one of the most loved actors in the industry. Bro, people used to make fun of Keanu Reeves all the time, you know? It was a joke, you know, bro. Nobody took Keanu Reeves seriously. Come to do, Bill and Ted and them kind of movie there, and he was like this surfer and then type character.
And then after
Matrix. No, first it was Speed. Him the Speed with Sandra Bullock with the.
But do you know that Will Smith turned down Matrix?
Like a mad person.
I would say mad person. You not see the vision. Not see the vision of that.
I mean, I guess, you know, but. Why, you know,
why is it that the graphics from them days they better than the movie them know and technology improved so much?
So
when me watch Matrix, you know, dog?
Matrix still, bro, something happened. I feel like around 2015
to like 2023, everybody forgets technology improve.
No, man. I was going to say, I feel like from like 2008 to like 2015, the graphics in movies and in general was just top notch. And then for some reason, it's like maybe we feel like things look too good now.
That will start.
Maybe. It has to be that.
Brother, I'm going to watch the first Matrix. Watch Matrix and then watch Captain America. And put the two of them and look upon graphics.
Yeah.
I mean, I say, wait, but them man did I use all computer.
Yeah.
And thing did I take longer for load. And
yeah, absolutely. They take them 4 days for render that movie.
No lens, brother. Them. Can you imagine you render Titanic? Just imagine
rendering Titanic on a 2006 MacBook. No, Titanic hour.
Imagine rendering Titanic on a 1997 Univac 1.
Bro, crazy.
Render Titanic on an IBM.
That has to be like a week's worth of, you know what I mean?
That is the thing though. That's why film industry, it help, but it also get hurt.
Yeah.
Because there were way more barriers to entry into film.
Yes, I know.
And look, we have camera and thing look nice, crisp, pretty. People are saying, if a man want to make a movie right now, make it on trade for YouTube, you know?
Yeah. And it's like, nobody now stop him. You know what I mean? But it's like, there's a level of, I don't know if it's, you know, I don't know if people now get paid like one time or people not trying to do their best work. Like, what? I don't know what it is.
So, remember now, the gate kind of opened up certain way for the film industry, and the distribution is easier now.
True.
So it's like,
true.
Me not have a big barrier to entry like one time.
Mm.
So if me did have my project, did have to make sure it's my project 1,000% good before Disney pay for it, you know.
Yeah,
no, Disney don't want to take it. I put it on Patreon. I put it on this. I put it on YouTube. I sell it to Hulu. I sell it to.
So here's what I'm saying. But here's what I'm saying. If that is the case, what would make Disney put out subpar? Because Marvel is Disney, you know?
Yeah, Disney's almost everything.
So
Disney won everything.
But why? All right. This is what I'm saying. So why would Captain America not look, Captain America today, not look as good as the first Pirates of the Caribbean?
I don't know. Disney makes some crazy thing, you know, because like all the Snow White.
We hear about the new one.
It. All right.
I haven't seen it, but me here said I'm try to switch it up.
I feel a way about changing the colors of some characters.
I also...
I'm in a racist, but Snow White for white.
I agree.
I feel like... hold on. Like, why do I get that twisted? Why is that a thing?
Is she not? Is she? What is she?
No, she's not white. So the Snow White, this tip, yeah. Apparently this girl who plays Snow White don't even like the movie. And they've been taking her to a bunch of campaigns and she just don't like the movie. And she has to like oh.
Like, does she not, like, she don't like the story of Snow White?
When she's doing the press runs, she's literally at the press runs like, I don't want to even want to be here. You guys need to grow up.
Wow.
Like those, that is like, I don't know if it's word for word, but she have instances when she does say like, you know, people are stuck up. We're in 2020, like say like we're in 2025 now. So, you know, things are different now because like there was like some big issues. Like, so Disney used CGI elves instead of hiring dwarves.
Okay. Okay.
Imagine now. Think about.
Okay.
To me, it costs probably millions of dollars
to have somebody
to create the CGIs.
Yeah.
But then they're probably looking at it as, okay, I am going to save on the back end because I don't have to pay these people residual fees and this is a union movie. It's probably SAG protected.
Yeah.
So then I got to pay them and then they probably got to continue to pay them forever.
Yeah. And then they don't want to think about extra wardrobe for them.
So they're thinking, let me just make some fake ones.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, the movie in itself, you have to keep certain things. Dwarves don't get hired every week.
Yeah, true. So why not just hire the ones that are...
Why would you cut out a whole industry of people that don't normally get work all the time? You don't think you're going to offend a whole
sector of people
that don't work all the time? And what she said about it is, you don't need to grow up.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
She publicly come out and like Trump win. And she was like, basically she said like, I hate this man. What is happening here? Why would you do that? Why are you messing with my money?
Messing up your own situation.
You're messing up. You got the opportunity to be Snow White.
That's crazy.
In a Disney movie. If that goes well, you are set for life. Whatever money you got for that role, one will be the last money you will ever make.
Yeah.
Even though it was a lot. Brother, down to like the CEO at Disney, after said to her, I say, hey, shut up.
Like, stop. Stop putting her out there. Stop. Like, she doesn't.
She tanked the movie. She single-handedly, the movie did bad, but her press destroyed is one of Disney's worst performing movie ever.
Snow White.
But I didn't have to mention Snow White to you if you even remember. Brother, the way out bad, remember I know. So like when Trump they win and them thing there?
Yeah.
Yeah, you have political beliefs and everything. At a stage like that?
That is another topic. You are an actor.
At a stage like that, you literally... The thing is, freedom of speech does not mean freedom from consequences.
True. Very true. Very true.
So, yes, me can feel strong about certain things. But, one, me a comedian.
Mm-hmm.
And two, anything when me say, people are going to hold me accountable for it.
Yeah.
And it
even if it's a joke.
Even if it's a joke.
Yeah.
And it can affect me in multiple ways. It can affect me, my family, and it can affect my finances.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And future opportunities.
And this is, and future. And this is, I know y'all look upon Snow White.
One of the most legendary properties in the Disney catalog.
Brother, the way all them thing are important. All right, for instance, something as simple as me saying that I did not like the Marvel movie. Me as an actor, that can mean Marvel can see that and say, hey, we will never hire him.
And
look how we are right. Look on that.
True.
All the opinions that we shared sitting here in this chair.
Yeah.
Somebody can come and say, you know, I did not like what you said about that. Mm-hmm. And then it's like,
we're
black away from multiple opportunities.
Yeah. It's like, oh, you have a strong opinion about that and I don't like that. And you already put it out there. So now I can't even work with you.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
So,
mash up our own.
She mash up the people in movie, brother.
Do you ruin being Snow White? That's so crazy, bro. That's like you messed up Cinderella.
Brother, I see something with me want to fight with you.
No.
I saw that I don't know if it's a rumor, but they're trying to make Harry Potter black.
That's insane.
Don't do that.
That's insane.
Black people never ask for that, and we don't want that. Why don't they just come up with new characters?
You know who I thought could have been black in the Harry Potter world? And I've seen somebody else say this. Ron Weasley. In Bridgin, he poor, he mixed. You know what I mean?
So why could have been black?
Because he's the garrison youth. You know what I mean? He the garrison youth.
So because him poor, him should have been
black. I mean, Harry could have been... Harry was poor too. Harry could have been black. If we're basing it on that.
No, me just show you how sensitive the world can be. Like the moment you say that, me just So why?
So because I'm poor, so he's the black one.
Because he's poor, he had to be the black one.
Yeah, man. You know? Okay. I mean, okay. You know which race swap it's the most irritating one to me, and I feel like it shouldn't, but it is. Do you watch Ninja Turtles? Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Yeah. They never change the color or like the sensor or something like that.
April.
The girl?
The girl who is originally a news reporter, a white, blonde news reporter.
Yeah.
Is now a teenage, smart black girl. I don't know why it upsets me so much.
Because
I'm used to April being the damsel in distress. She was the white blonde damsel in distress.
I know she's bright.
I know she's the bright, like, sidekick.
What I don't understand is why we don't just start create new things now? at some point,
yeah,
we can create some new things.
And I feel like if you want to change the thing, I feel like you could just make a new thing that is the change that you want. You know what I mean?
Yeah, don't like, try change up. Brother, if Mr. Black Harry Potter, brother.
He could be another wizard in a different world.
In another world. You know what I mean? Black.
And him black and him a Dufim thing. So that's kind of how I felt about Spider-Man. Miles Morales. I'm torn on the
fuck say we make say.
All right, here's
the best Spider-Man to me are the first one, you know. What? Peter Parker, you know. The first Peter Parker.
Yeah, same.
First.
Here's my issue. And maybe I'm crazy, right? In Spider-Man, there's multiple universes. There's always been, right? Ultimate Spider-Man, Amazing Spider-Man. There's always been multiple versions of Spider-Man and multiple versions of Peter Parker.
Yeah.
Right? Multiple versions, multiple worlds, multiple universes of Spider-Man. They're all Peter Parker. The one black Spider-Man is Miles Morales. Why is he not Peter Parker?
Who is coming up with these, like, analogies?
What?
Why change your name?
Why couldn't he be Peter Parker? Why couldn't he be a black Peter Parker? Right? What if there's multiple universes? In one universe, he a pig.
This is what I... This is when my synopsis of why so much of them things happen. I feel like every director will get the role, where every director will get the job, or the writer.
Yeah.
Every writer will leave for them, like, imprint on it.
Yeah.
And it's like, everybody I try input something, and... them no one listen to nobody else because that I go away from how them I think.
And so
and them I go hold on to it forever.
I feel like a lot of times now is like them just need to tell the story. Like the story dead already, you know. Snow White dead already, you know.
Go back and tell the same story.
Tell the story.
Shoot back just the same. It. Go shoot just back the same it. Thing. Just shoot it a little better now. Yeah. With the new camera them.
So that's what they did with Dune. If you watch back
the old Dune.
The old Dune. It's the same movie, you know. It's the same movie. Just updated for today, done with today's graphics and today's technology, today's techniques.
And it works.
And it works. You know what I mean? When you stray from the source material just for input your own personal ego into the thing for say you do this one, it's like you ruin the whole thing. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if you know the Witcher series or the Witcher.
Yeah, me used to love the Witcher.
All right.
Toss a coin to your Witcher.
Okay. You never played the game?
No.
You never read any other books?
I don't know nothing about
the You know nothing game about the Witcher?
We just know
so the you watching the Witcher, you are watching it from this, like...
New person. New never perspective. Know anything about this, yeah.
If you played the games or read the books...
I'd have been pissed.
You would hate... And that's why it's like they had to go to like animated stuff now.
No, because I think the reason why
like they ruined the show.
No, I think the reason why the people did stop watch The Witcher was because him did have to leave to go play Superman.
No, this was after him was Superman.
Yeah, but I think him did have to stop to go do something.
No, he left because he didn't like what they were, because he's also he agreed to do The Witcher series because he's a fan of The Witcher.
Oh.
He loves The Witcher. So he stopped doing it because he's like, y'all don't know what y'all doing. This is not The Witcher. I don't know why any of this is happening. Why is nothing in sequence? Why is it just like, why it feel like the first episode is the seventh episode and the sixth episode of the first episode? Like, why am I feel like nothing, none of this not make sense?
Hollywood don't know what they're doing.
but they should because it's all there.
Just read the book.
It's there. It's like, just put this. Bro, The Witcher 3 video game is one of the best video games to come out in the past 20 years. Right? Why you can't follow the formula there?
Hollywood don't care.
why you can't follow what work?
Hollywood don't care. Why not find the best possible Jamaican to be a Jamaican?
To be a Jamaican in a role. Why you got to get somebody that...
Just go find the best one and just use that.
And just use that. Why you gotta get somebody that don't know nothing?
But guess what? This is not a Jamaica thing alone. Snow White was I don't even think Snow White, it wasn't a white girl. No. Imagine them trying to make James Bond black. I don't want to see James Bond black. I don't want to see that. Why?
Their argument was that James Bond is a code name, which is...
So James Bond can be anybody?
That was their argument. To me, it was like, no, 007 is a code name. James Bond, I feel like, should be his
Every
real name.
Every time they ask him his name, he said James Bond.
You know? So how come no is a... No. I feel like James Bond should be a white British guy.
And that is how it will stay.
I strongly believe so.
Kingsman.
Mm-hmm. No, if you wanted to do James Bond and have James Bond be a black person, I feel like you could make that movie
and just call him something else.
Just.
And it still will work. Get Idris and make Idris do something and just call Idris something else.
Exactly.
Now you like, have two Idris to choose from.
So I feel like that's what happened with Equalizer. To me, Equalizer is kind of like a John Wick.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying? It's like his version of that.
Yeah.
Because like every action actor, I feel like, wants one of those movies.
Yeah, where they're them badass.
Them are the, you know what I mean? So, you know, you get for me, I mean, Keanu got Neo and John Wick, which is a crazy run. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
I still don't think the ultimate James Bond.
Mm-hmm.
Who would have been the ultimate James Bond for you? May I tell you my ultimate James Bond? Okay. May I see if we have the same?
My growing up, my
no, I mean if it's a new person.
new person. I'm not mad at what's his name? Daniel Craig.
No.
I'm not mad at Daniel Craig, but Pierce Brosnan is Pierce Brosnan is my James Bond.
The ultimate James Bond. If me was supposed to cast somebody to be James Bond.
Oh, to be the new James Bond? To play the new James Bond?
Yeah.
I don't know. Who you'd I pick?
Yeah, you are going to agree with me so much. If I was supposed to cast somebody to be the ultimate James Bond, that person would be Jason Statham.
Jason Statham would be a fantastic James Bond.
Listen to me.
I think he would be a fantastic James Bond for real.
I think the reason why they probably wouldn't give Jason Statham is because we're not going to see James Bond. We're just going to see Jason Statham.
You know who I am?
Bond.
I'm Bond. James Bond.
You know who I am? I'm the transporter.
I'm the transporter.
I'm the beekeeper.
I'm the workman.
The workman.
What's going on here? He probably couldn't be James Bond.
I don't think you want to do that. I got things to do. I got places to be.
He probably couldn't be James Bond. He can't play nobody. He don't play nobody else.
Driving Aston Martin V8. Lover.
He not... Okay.
His movies are like a car ad.
For sure.
They're advertising cars, yeah, right?
Strictly.
Is Arnie just advertise them nicest car? when me watch a Jason Statham movie, it's
there's
like...
There's no sense of Arnie ad. Arnie sponsor this
Arnie, Arnie spend so much money, but Arnie keep this movie.
Yeah.
If I don't have Arnie, this movie wouldn't happen.
This, I'm sure if you go, when you go to buy an Arnie, it probably come with a Jason Statham movie. You know what I mean? Like...
Arnie... Aston Martin was one of them too, right?
Aston Martin was like the James Bond car.
Yeah.
Like in every James Bond drove an Aston Martin. Yeah. That was just what it was. Him drinking martini, shaking, not stirred, and him drive an Aston Martin.
And him wear an Omega.
You see me? And that's just what it is.
Bro, I think now is the time when it's so easy to try and make one more of them there with somebody else.
Yeah.
And name it something else.
But that's what I feel like.
Could I literally Kingsman name was going a show for. Richard?
Yeah.
The
Richards. Just have a show named The Richards.
Yeah.
And he a spy.
No, like a man, him have a big family, you know?
And they're all like hit people.
Yeah.
That'd be crazy still, isn't it?
The Richards.
Like everybody's job is. Everybody's
job. The daughter have a special thing we should do. The son I try to be the father. The mother is like the baddest one out of all of them.
The father wants to retire.
The mother so still loves it.
This is like a Mr. and Mrs. Smith, but with a large family.
Yeah.
I heard they ruined that movie too.
They killed that.
Yeah, I hear they absolutely ruined that movie.
Yeah, man. The man kill the movie them in a some way where... We're like, and some of the time, you might never, all right, perfect analogy. In a sprinter, may have a coach.
Yeah.
The coach come from America.
Yeah.
David Alan Grey, great actor, yeah. Legend.
Legend.
They tried to get him to speak Jamaican. Why in other world? No, just think about it.
I was wondering.
David Alan Grier, hands down, most famous person in the film.
Yeah.
My personal coach.
Why couldn't just be an American?
Why couldn't just be
an American coach coaching?
It could have been an American coach that was born in Jamaica. Lived abroad for some time, got deported. So now him have the American accent because him get deported.
Yeah.
Him used to just, like, what?
Yeah, whatever, you know, he was a great sprinter, now, you know.
Exactly. Him,
They are Jamaica,
him love Jamaica, him come back, him have the accent.
Yeah.
And we work it like that.
Yeah.
I don't think nobody would be pissed.
Yeah, it would make perfect sense in the... In the scope of the film too. Because that is a real thing that could happen in the Jamaican scope.
But instead, you open up yourself, forget, criticize, say, why you never just go use a Jamaican?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Winnie could have just make him speak American.
And it be fine. And just have it somewhere written in the story where that,
yeah,
that happens. I mean, so this is what I say with certain movies where it's like them need for expand on certain things.
When you have a vision, it's hard for a man change it. Because true. Me, I wonder like, when me I go make my movie, them come me I go make movie, you know. Mm. Me must I go do some madness, you know, and a man I go and tell me say, yo, deal. I don't think this is how you do it. I'm gonna be like, no, you know. At this how many times I'm a brain.
And this is how.
And this how it I go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is how me envision it, and it looked perfect to me. Man, I know, you know, if
this is my dream, this is my goal, this is what me I go do.
You direct your movie, and me would direct my movie. You see me?
I think that is why. Me try do so much thing by my own.
Yeah.
That me no want try have a input pan a next man thing. Because you know you don't really have much control.
Yeah. It's like
when you do your thing and I yours.
Yeah. How me look pon it? I rather wrong doing it my way than wrong doing it your way. Like I'm okay with it being wrong if I hit me wado. If more I shoot from that angle there,
and it turn out not good, me live with that more.
Me do that. Don't make me go. Me I shoot from that angle there. I go, no crooks, you know, safer. If I shoot from this, I'm gonna do it, and it still no work. It's like Murata did me did wrong, that you wrong. I know me even why you're not way ass enough.
That's everybody still. That's everybody with everything.
Yeah, true, true.
But make it be on my time.
Yeah, make me my terms. Wrong on my terms. If I follow you around, I'm more upset because why me never follow my own mind? Yeah, even though I'm wrong.
I'm going to turn and blame myself too.
Yeah. Yeah.
But overall, from me, I realize a whole heap of, so, movie them, we get one good movie, Sinners.
Yeah.
The director actually negotiate him contract where he going to own, he's going to own the movie again,
mm-hmm.
30 years from now.
30 years
in 30 years, he will own the movie 100%.
It sounds crazy.
Never been done before.
It sounds crazy. I know a lot of people go look and go, 30 years, dog. So by the time I'm 60, that's not a lot 70, of years. But normally, you don't ever get that.
No. That like, might change the dynamics of things. Yeah. But those are the deals where me would I want to make. Like yeah. The moves that me I make now, me not think about, oh, mega rich.
Yeah.
Me would sign some 30-year get back full ownership car. You know, in my mind, the first thing would have come to my mind, me that'd be like, all right, then that means if me have a youth, him probably would have been 25.
Yeah.
And he would have owned this.
Mm-hmm. I know him would have all of this. He would have that.
Exactly.
Especially if it's like a legendary situation.
Especially
where it's like,
if a something like say the man him was sign like a record deal. Say me, mm-hmm. I'm an artist right now, I'm gonna sign a record deal and like give me $5 million.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of them give me $10 million now, mm-hmm. them tell me say, yo, we're gonna give you $2 million now, but 30 years from now,
you're gonna own everything.
Yeah,
take it. Either way, it's better than the zero, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's better than, you know, you get to own back your thing, and if it's good, you could always, there's always a audience for nostalgic things, you know.
Brother, music.
Art in general still.
Art.
Yeah.
Art is valuable, you know.
Yeah.
If you do something that is legendary, you will be known for that forever.
Forever. So, and it becomes more valuable over the time,
it
too.
It becomes more valuable because now it's a staple in a people's life.
Yeah.
Like, nobody watches the Titanic anymore.
No.
We might look upon the Titanic as it not valuable.
But that's a legendary,
and that's values to that.
And if there's also this is the 30 year celebration of the Titanic, the 40 year celebration of the Titanic,
the 50 year
celebration remastered in IMAX,
forever.
You know what I mean?
You can decide if you want to shoot a new one because you own the patent fee, you have the rights to it.
You have the property is yours.
That is the beauty of music.
Yeah. Yeah. Facts. It's like...
Look, but Michael especially because he...
True. But especially with like Sinners, because it's a original concept in a way. Mm-hmm. Where it's like, you know, it's not Blade.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So he can always like, he owns that idea.
I know I'm in love with business too.
Yeah.
Say him get a favorable deal like that,
mm-hmm.
the 30 year. You see now that it movie work,
mm-hmm.
him can go back to them with anything he wants.
Yeah, for sure.
They're going to be like, oh, yeah, man, where you do the last time? Ah, bam, yeah. Yeah,
oh,
man.
Yeah, you're the guy.
Let's go, ready to go.
I mean, him already get the forward from being like, bro, you did Black Panther, you did Creed.
Yeah.
Like, you have your reputation already.
So him build something strong.
Yeah.
And I think Michael B. Jordan is like co-directing on a lot of this stuff. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. So, I feel like they work really good together.
Yes, but that's what I'm going to tell you. The importance of like ownership,
mm-hmm.
and branding with where they might do. Because Michael Jordan could have just, him or Michael Jordan. What name again?
Michael Jordan name. Michael B. Jordan.
A Michael Jordan
name? Michael Jordan name. It's Michael B. Jordan.
A one man named Michael Jordan.
No, he's also Michael Jordan.
People, but them don't left out the B.
Yeah, because you
there
know,
there's a reason why them don't left out the
B. You know, I confused.
Because
it.
I name the reserve for one. Because if you say Michael Jordan,
I
don't care. I could have Jesus. You could have named Jesus Jordan.
It's one Michael Jordan.
A one he Michael Jordan been, ever born.
Yeah.
Right now, if you name your youth Michael Jordan, you mash up him life.
Fully. That's why I'm not for use the B, Michael B. Jordan. Yeah, I wouldn't know what Michael Jordan, Michael, could I be a Michael B. Jordan, do you know?
Michael, listen to me. You can't, there's nothing, you're done.
Yeah, it's over. You better fling it.
You see, Michael Jordan, Michael Jackson, just done with that.
Yeah.
You see them, Michael, done.
Yeah, Michael. You can't even it hard to even use Mike Cam, like, Mike
me
Tyson.
Like, me not like, me feel like me that one name me Pitney Mike.
Yeah.
Because it's like me assure me, it's like me greatness. Sure it's me Pitney go great.
Greatness in that name.
Like
there.
As much as you know me like Dale, but
yeah.
Dale me feel like just for sure it up.
Yeah, Michael.
Michael.
Yeah, Michael is a star name.
All the Mikes.
Rich name.
Acha. Michael B. Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Tyson.
Mm-hmm. I feel like there's more too. Michael Johnson.
Oh my lord. Michael Fretta, although a tracks man, but yeah. Still known.
Yeah.
Watch out. Famous.
Famous Michaels.
Michaels. Brother. Michael Jordan. Michael Phelps.
Oh.
Michael Schumacher.
Oh man.
Michael Bloomberg.
Oh right.
Michael J. Fox. Michael Jackson. Michael Bublé. The man who said, I just haven't met you yet.
Yo, Michael Bublé has locked in on that Starbucks genre.
Yeah. They say us well and love at what?
Legend.
I don't need to fight it. But no, man, them guys with too much.
Yeah.
Talk about Michael Blue. That's one of the genre of them where me feel like, comments, let me know. We were listening to those musics back in the day.
Oh, for sure.
Them, they're dead now.
Yeah, that's not, them that dead, no, them that not exist dead. Again.
I was fully listening to that.
No, Michael Bublé was like it's like jazzy.
I never give
jazzy,
up,
but like
I never it's right. You come out of nowhere and into my life.
And then you had like the what name? Lucky. I need a dollar. What name?
I didn't remember who that.
Bro.
They say
a dollar is what I need. Hey, hey, hey. And I need a dollar.
You know
dollar.
Remember? Nickelback. Oh, look at this photograph.
Yo,
every now and then make me laugh.
I feel like people like to. Nickelback is like a meme now.
Them didn't even know. This is how
Nickelback
you
used to be.
Remind me.
Brother, people like deal with Nickelback now, like them did whack.
Bro, I was.
You know what I mean?
Brother,
Nickelback
used,
was like, yo.
Brother, I used to have. So, when we used to live, we did have, you know, like radio entertainment center.
Mm-hmm.
Brother, I used to have one CD.
Yeah.
When we put in that and sit alongside of it and get one headphone.
Mm-hmm.
And me don't know where we find that CD there from.
Yeah.
But that CD had every big rock song.
Evanescence and them kind of Paramore.
Right, brother, I'm a go.
Yo,
can I get a hardcore? Do you want more?
Brother,
arrow with the
rock. Linkin Park, bro. Linkin Park came out when I was in high school, right? Bro, you see when Crawling in My Skin drop by MTV, nothing was ever the same again, you know? Bro. Nothing was ever the same again. We are listening rock. We are listening Evanescence now.
Brother, that used to be my radio in Jamaica. Man. People who don't feel like, me feel like rock now roll again.
Rock now roll like one time, bro.
Rock now roll no more.
Brother, bro. I remember there was a group. No, this is like, this going to show my age. The comments, you not going to know this,
yeah.
But the comments going to know me at that, but comments help me out here. There was a group on MTV called Alien Ant Farm.
I don't know that group.
Alien Ant Farm sang a rock remake of Michael Jackson's Annie, Are You Okay? Smooth Criminal.
Mm-hmm.
Alien Ant Farm, Smooth Criminal.
Never heard of that.
Brother, a rock version of Smooth Criminal? Insane. Them not get a bigger song than that to this day.
Done.
That was the thing. You know what I mean? It was like everything became like rock was its own thing. Avril Lavigne start, you see me?
Brother, like, me tell you, say, rock did have an unprecedented run. Brother, I remember listening, you know the song, yeah? Believe that. Me have just comments. Try comment the song before me say a word.
Yeah.
Hey there, Delilah, what's it like in New York City? I'm 1,000 miles away, but girl, tonight you look so pretty, yes you do. Oh my Lord! Oh my Lord! Dog! Brother, I want to cry.
Brother! When that song they drop, you think Zip FM would have let it,
brother,
live?
Zip my beat and break.
Yo! Every 30 minutes on the dot.
Them a remind you.
Yeah, man.
Say, hey there, Delilah.
Hey there, Delilah. You see me? No business way I do.
Oh, it's what you do to me.
Oh, it's what you do to me.
Pictures of me.
Let the bodies hit the flow. Let the bodies hit the flow.
Brother, tell
let the
say,
bodies hit the flow. Let the bodies hit the
them,
flow.
You know the one that I used to kill? He are beautiful.
Oh, Lord. No. Oh, Lord.
Zip FM expired that song there.
All right, you said that and Lost Without You.
I can't help myself.
How does Jesus it? That song might as well be a Jamaican
that
song.
That might as well still a play Pan Zip FM right
yeah,
now.
Probably. It probably is.
Brother, me now, that's what I'm saying. That time, the specific music, brother, you see how they hear the term, term, turn, 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 turn. You would not believe your eyes if 10 million fireflies. Brother, me turn up. Brother, me turn a nerd. Brother, me used to wake up early in the morning to watch E, mm-hmm. The little music part of E.
Yeah.
Brother, me listen to awesome. Brother, you know, you somebody.
Brother, you know that I can use somebody.
Someone like you.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man, sell out a song to your girl, man.
Someone like you. Dog.
I've been running around, always looking down, and all I see. Brother.
Oh, gosh, man. What do you want to name both stars? Jason Mraz. Let me tell you. The dad did have a song when we did like, man.
There's one when I hear on the radio where they give me that feeling. Recently still, you know. Let me say recently, like in the past 2-3 years.
Oh, that one, yeah. Oh, but I won't exaltate. No, no more, no more.
Oh, down the back.
I'm yours. Scoop down a little closer, dear.
There's one that come out in recent years, man. Begging, I think the group name Main Skin or some kind of weird name.
Brother, me love the old one, them.
Brother, there's a one. Check out that one there when you get a chance. I think them name Main Skin or something like that. M-A.
And it good like them all one day.
Yes. It's a song named Begging. I'm begging you.
That's not recent. That's old. That's old.
That message kind of old.
On the knees and I'm begging.
Brother,
you know you remember all. Brother. If you just realize what I just realized, then we'd be perfect for each other and we'll never find another bomb.
Yo!
Who cares? Think if you still disagree, you
think
and
still kind of chop still, you know? Bruno still kind of, you are with yeah, Bruno and Gaga.
You not give me them feeling there, though, at that.
Yeah.
You not give me the staring at the blank page before you open up the dirty window. Brother, I'm used to see that L'Oreal commercial there. Yeah. At Jamaica.
Feel the rain on
you. Yeah. Brother, no. Me used to, yo, comments don't so, yo, me used to wash my face to that song there every time. Every time I hear that song there, me just want to wash my face.
Yeah, man.
It's like in the commercial. The L'Oreal. No one else can feel it for you.
Yeah. Brother, you know, say one day, me I watch him commercial there, I say, but never wash my face like that yet, you know. But we're going to try it.
Brother, yo, your nose mash up. You threw the water in the water.
I'm going to drown myself, dog.
Brother, them commercial wash face, them, brother. Yeah, whoosh. What's your name, Natasha Bedingfield?
Yeah. Big song, you know.
Brother, our brother did make a song where me did like, me did love a ghost.
Mm-hmm.
I never
mm-hmm.
know who the ghost was.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a ghost that I was madly in love with.
Yeah.
But not that, cause, you know, yeah. Artist named Ghost. But yeah. Brother, the man did have a song where so sad. Like the dogs, it start with a mist and the dog just come out of nowhere. If you're not the one, then why does my soul feel glad?
Mm.
Today, if you're not for me, then why does my hand fit yours this way? If you are not mine, then why does... You don't know what's on
there? No.
I don't want to run away, but I can't take it. I don't understand. If I'm not made for you, then why does my...
Brother, me used to... Oh, Lord, man.
Me don't know which girl, you know. But me used to singing at the mirror. Is there any way that I can stay in your love? Brother, I'm a lover.
You know, his witch song still kind of make me emotional to this day.
Yeah.
My tears gone cold, I'm wondering why. And I am falling drops on my window. And I can't see it all.
Alright, look how the music can make we feel. Look how the music can make we feel. Out there, so I think about, oh, we're not gonna sign a contract with say 30 years from now. Right. We are gonna do something
like
we're gonna make somebody feel the same way mm-hmm. 10, 15, 20 years from now.
Yep. And them and they're still gonna be, cause them song they still
brother.
Still I get forward.
Because to this day, you know, me not care when no man make with breakup song, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Just see the one we say. Like what I say, don't mean shit now. That's how they call me a little pick me up in the pan. I kill you, I don't
want you back. I was like, bro, when that song came out, I was like,
brother,
yo.
The lyrics, but it's all down the drain. You put me through a pain.
Who heard that, brother?
I want to let you know, I feel, brother.
When that song that come out, man, I was like, yo.
Me don't know who hurt him.
Whichever girl hurt that brother is a wicked girl. Wicked, wicked girl, bro. Cause...
Brother, when you hear that song, eh? All that song me I listen to at the end, then me I realize, say, yo, oh, woman wicked.
Which one?
She just put that part there. You know the song? No matter what I do. Oh, mm-hmm. Have you listened to that song properly? Heard what she said?
No, okay. With the one with the two of them? With Nelly and...
Yeah.
Bro. They're both toxic people, you know. They're like, they're
She literally said, even when I'm with my boo.
All right. So
so she have a man when she do all of all this.
Right. Hold on. I'm glad you bring up that song there. Bro, they are both toxic people in that song and they're made for each other because they're both criminally toxic. What's the song name?
Kelly. I think a dilemma.
Dilemma, yeah. Kelly Rowland. And Nelly, right?
I met this chick that she just moved right up the block from me. And
she got the hats from me.
The finest thing I ever see.
But oh no, she got a man and a son though.
And a son. Oh, no, 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 no. She have a man and a pitney.
She have a, she have she a has man a and a family. Pitney.
She have a family. All right, then.
She has a family.
She got a man and a son though.
This woman just moved across the street.
With her husband.
With her family.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, pray for knock it.
But oh, no.
She, but oh no, she got a man and a son though. But that's okay. Wait for my cue and just listen, play my position like a shortstop. So I'm ready for beside man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm cool with beside man, right? Right? Pick up everything mommy hitting in no time. I plan to make this one here mine. So I'm going to go beside man till him can just... Yeah. Be the main man. I'm ready for mash up the family.
And them thing I make woman with Pitney. Feel like, say, when you as a man say no one no man with Pitney, you're there by your own in a car. Them and say, Nelly did it.
Yeah, Nelly.
Who are you for Nelly?
Are you Kelly Rowland, though? Are you Kelly Rowland, though? Are you Kelly Rowland?
She ain't even Kelly Rowland. She ain't even Kelly Blue Book. Even Kelly Blue Book.
You see, man, about yo, Nelly did it. Yeah. Sure. You know what I mean? The two of them toxic, bro. Even when you with your boo, all you think of, that's crazy, you know? That's crazy works. You just moving.
Imagine the husband are walking. Yo, baby, you know the artist him live across the street.
Yeah. You know, so yeah.
Oh, but you know, the man is saying, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Across the street.
The, it's hot in here. He live across the street.
You know, hot in here. Shelly. Yeah, I saw him. Yeah.
Oh, you meet him. Yeah, I'm cool. Cool you, you know. The vibes. Meanwhile, you have your wife. I plan to destroy your family.
I plan to take mash up.
Destroy your family. I'm going to make this one here mine.
Oh, Lord.
Man just buy him house and I decide to, yeah, man.
Brother, even them, brother, when me... When me listen to them song, I me realize, say, all right then. As a child, growing up as an adult now, I know those songs were toxic.
Oh, they were terrible. They were
toxic songs.
Brother.
Even the saddest one, them like, must be nice.
Oh, yeah.
You're
man.
A jailbird. You're going to prison all the time. Leave the girl alone.
Leave her alone.
Must be nice having someone to. Yeah, bro, man. Come home too from a long day of work. Nigga, yeah, you're in prison. Yeah, what you're in prison.
You weren't. If you were going to work, this wouldn't have been a problem. You're a criminal, dog.
You're like
you're a criminal.
You're sitting at the bus stop coming out of prison.
Yeah.
Saying that, oh, it must be
it
nice.
It must be nice to go to work and come back. You should have made better decisions in your just life. Clearly, it's not a.
Charlene, you ever listened to Charlene before?
Which one?
Woke up this morning, found a letter that she wrote. She says she's tired that I'm always on the road. Too hard to swallow being alone. She needs someone at night that she can hold. She must have told me 1,000 times more. Silent cries I used to ignore. God knows I love her. Didn't mean to hurt her. Maybe I'll be sitting here waiting on you to come home again. I won't leave. Promise I'll be here till the very end. The whole song, the man is basically saying, I'm not paying you any mind.
Yeah, you know
and
what?
And she left.
You know what? She cut because I've been ignoring her this whole time.
And I just realized.
You know, I've been on the road for like the past 15 years just touring, you know. Mm-hmm. Should I link me? I never respond to none of the, you know, none of the nothing.
Nothing.
Right? She says she wants to spend more time with me and kind of just ignore that. So she cut, but...
But Medea, sit down and wait for her to come home.
Yeah, idiot, him take her for.
Even the woman one them when them argue, you know the one with the two girl them? They say like, what? I know he's leaving me for you. Who says that he told
so
you
no,
that it's true?
You ever
the
listen,
wicked one.
You ever listen, Jolene? Dolly Parton, Jolene?
Which one that?
Jolene.
Yeah, bro, listen, Jolene, whenever you get a chance. Jolene is about Dolly Parton begging this girl, Jolene, to not take her man. that's literally in the lyrics. Like, my girl, I know you're hot and I know you can get any man in the town where you want.
But leave my
My man alone, please. Because if you take my, like, I'm the only man. I'm the only man. please, Jolene. She literally begging Jolene in the song. Like, take anybody else. Just love him. Just begging. No, bro, only for wickedness, man. Tony Braxton was a man enough for me. You ever listen to that song there?
I think I know that one there.
In that song, Tony Braxton is going to our ex-man, new girl, saying how, yo, you know, saying they love me. And like, we had this great thing, but him wasn't good enough
so
for
keep
me.
Him now.
So you can keep him. But it's like, why are you doing all of that?
Then?
Why are you doing this?
Why are you being toxic?
You know, like, yo, him did say, did want to get married. It's like, why are you bringing this up? Why you never want him?
And uno left.
And uno left. And why are you bothering this woman now in our happy life?
In the life where she created for herself now.
With the man where you never want.
The man where you don't want.
That him say him did love you and him did care for you. Him did want to get married and him just wasn't man enough for you.
That's why I'm going to say, man or woman, I make no sense. Brother, right. You know Ruben Studdard?
Yeah.
Bro, listen to Sorry.
Sorry?
For 2004.
Oh, man.
Listen to Sorry. 2004. The man saying, tell her sorry 1 million times, but I have 1 million more sorry to tell her.
It's like I missed a shot. It's like I dropped the ball.
Damn, I'm sorry.
It's like I'm on stage and I forgot the words. Damn, I'm sorry. It's like building a new house with no roof, no doors. Damn, I'm sorry. It's like trying to propose and I ain't got the ring. I'm sorry. But girl, I apologize
a million times before. But I'll apologize a million more. So when it comes again for all the wrong I've done.
So.
He's basically saying, no matter what.
Terrible.
I've been horrible.
And I'm going to continue to be horrible.
Until you're sorry.
Let me tell you. I'm not getting better. I'm not going to improve. I'm not going to strive to be better.
No.
I'm just going to make sure I get them sorry out of the way. Because 2004, I got crazy.
Brother, 2004, so I make sure something gets out of them sorry. Them.
Because I go, what? I just win. America Got Talent or whatever.
These are all unethical songs. Brother, there's a song with Avant. Avant and a girl.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, Ima said to her, baby, I know. Situation don't seem fair to us both, but baby girl, she's an issue that I need to adjust. I know you're asking for a lot, but just trust. You say that things getting old, sneaking around, creeping, and love on the low. But baby girl, I can't wait till it's officially us. I can't wait to let the world about us. The girl now come and say, I thought that I could take it, boy, but I don't know. You told me you was gonna leave her for me long ago.
Oh, so this is a whole side piece argument.
And then the man said, eventually I will, but I just got to take it slow. Don't want to break her heart, although I got to let her go. So, baby.
Judge.
Please don't say you want to give up. Man, I said, hold on. How do I tell her that I'm falling in love?
He trying to not break up with him side thing.
No, he might try.
He might try to keep him side thing.
Him side thing won't left him because him now left him wife, but he might tell him side thing. Like, so, hold on.
Like, yo, me I work on it.
Hold on, me soon left my wife, but me don't want to feel no way, so me I go stay a little bit.
You see me? And you know, say, yeah, man, me soon pop out, me and you soon pop out.
Yeah, but right now, stay like that.
Yeah, man.
Let me go and work with my wife because I'm a wife me care about.
Yeah, can't mash up a family too tough.
Yeah, try
mash up a family right now. You know, man, be youth and thing, you know, yeah, make it look so. You know what I say? Just don't no watch your face, man.
No watch your face. Just go on and be the side girl.
You see, by about right,
10 more years.
Yeah, man. By no watch your face, man. Talk to you around November them time, maybe.
November, I'm link you when a time for we pop out together.
You see me? You never say which November, you know?
November, we are forward. I live in November in your life. Yeah, as long as you live there, will be a November.
Yeah, and one of them November there. Watch our style. Yeah.
That's insane, brother. Every time I look upon them lyrics, I know as big man, me, I look back upon it, me, I say, yo, people take people for idiot, you know?
Yeah. Bro, people were singing about some crazy things back in the day still, you know?
What would you do if, you, like, look upon all the Mr. Biggs,
mm-hmm.
when the man walk in and catch R. Kelly?
Bro, R. Kelly took every girl Mr. Biggs have, you know?
I feel like R. Kelly was just writing out him fantasies.
Yeah, absolutely.
I feel like him did I write all of them there.
Yeah, he was, I believe so, if I'm not mistaken.
Every one of them, you know?
Yeah, cause in all
contagious.
Of them. But even, all right, him take Mr. Biggs girl them. Remember, him and Usher have the same girl.
Him and Usher share the girl.
Right. It's contagious. There's a next one. Busted. It's 2 a.m. in the morning. Where you been? Is R. Kelly take that one to you know?
Yeah. No. Before that.
Yeah.
Down low. All
right. All right. Yes.
Are you listening?
Yes.
Are you?
Yes.
Mr. Biggs is the man. Take Mr. Biggs girl 4 times.
Yeah.
4 times the man got with Mr. Biggs girl. Brother, when you listen to the words of that song.
Yeah.
Adulting is hard.
Fully.
The man literally say, you want me, but he needs you.
that crazy.
You, you know, I'm not, that, so yeah, crazy. Say, you rate him so much that, yo, me not really why you as much as him why you.
Yeah, him, realistically, as much as we do that thing, yeah.
Yeah, really, mash up the man life.
Yeah, mash up the man life. Yeah, you need to just go on. I'm going to rate the G. You see me?
So
I'm
just go out and have some sex.
I'm going to rate the G, but
keep
you can't.
Keep it on the download.
Yeah, you can't left. You can't just left.
Nobody
just
not have to thing, know man. Just keep
you know
it
mean?
On the download.
Because me not going to do.
Where him I do
where
at
him
all.
I do at all, you know. Because this is just for
at
this.
All.
You see me? Me not going to, because him I put in a big house and brother, fur coat and.
In that song.
You see me?
He was the bodyguard, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. So he's also paying him.
Exactly. And then this was the killer. If you listen to Contagious.
Yeah.
In like Mr. Big say, now don't I know you from somewhere a long time ago.
No. I don't think so. Yeah.
Mr. Big said, brother, I never beat you for a girl already.
Yeah. Didn't I, bro, you used to work for me.
Didn't I beat a girl? Beat you for a girl already?
I run you from Roy already for the same thing, if I'm not mistaken. Why you look like me catch you in that situation there already?
With I'm my girl,
have strength. All right. May I say what I go on.
But brother, listening to music is no, as a big man listening to music, you realize, okay, humans are all the same.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter when
age
it
or
happened, the age. It was the same thing was happening in the 60s, the 70s, the 80s.
the same thing.
It come like I know we in a year born and I ain't sitting there.
Yeah, I mean, I think because everything is just so
nothing is a secret anymore.
Yeah, nothing a secret no more. So everything open, everything is like nobody divna. Is divna like a side girl thing now? It's like
no, Neo have 5 women.
Yeah,
four.
No, it's like, yeah, yeah, one of the girl them.
Neo
you know
just
what
have
mean?
4 women now.
Yeah, just.
Before the dad, did I listen to, I
him,
think.
Him did, remember, I did Vex with the love song them first. And
Neo, then, you realize Neo is now the, all right, you see like the Jody C or the Tevin,
yeah.
The Kevin Campbell, the Boys to Men.
Yeah.
That's our version of Neo, you know?
Yeah.
That's our generation.
Yeah, that's like,
so
it's
now,
like Neo, The Dream, them kind of people there.
Brother, me tell my little brother what they are playing some, well, it's man start playing like So Sick of Love song. and
how did that make you feel?
Crazy.
All right.
Is that when he start feel happy and then me I say, wait, who licks?
Brother.
What do you mean by that all?
Brother, I, you know how it really affected me now? In the supermarkets. That's how I knew, okay, I'm cooked. God, bro, me going to the supermarket, I be out here, oh, baby, it's a wild world.
And then that's like the old jams.
That's
now.
The old jams, you know what I mean? The old jams is, I was like, oh, dang, that is like 30 years old now, huh? I
remember when that was a thing.
Wow.
I remember when
that's hurtful.
That was a thing.
It's super hurtful.
One wish are old is now, you know.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, it was
a, it's a 20-year-old song.
Ray J is not viewed like that anymore.
At all. At all. He's the Raycon weirdo guy.
Ray J is not viewed like, Akon is not viewed like how.
Ray J used to just be Brandy Brother, you know. Yeah. That's, it was literally just like they mentioned it in songs. Like in his songs, like Lil Kim referred to him, like, wait a minute, ain't that Brandy's brother? That's literally
what he was doing for a while.
People didn't really talk about Brandy like that no more.
Brandy never had like a one song, one time.
One song at one time? Comments. Tell the brother about Brandy. Brother, Brandy?
Didn't Brandy play like a Disney movie?
Brandy was Moesha.
Yeah, but she had a Disney movie.
Yes.
She did a Disney movie, man, where the witch that tried to kill her off.
I think Brandy was, I think Brandy played Cinderella.
Cinderella.
Yeah. Yeah. Brandy, she did Cinderella. Played Cinderella. Yeah. But Brandy, bro, Brandy in the 90s, ignorant. Ignorant, bro. Ignorant. Like, people, I think people forget about that now.
Them women, they know, them days, they still look better than the women them know.
Oh, for sure. I mean,
brother, the crop of black female celebrities from the 90s is unmatched.
From 90s to, I would say from like...
90s to 03.
90s to like, I was going to say 05.
After 03, done.
Yeah. Because Ashanti still bad.
Brother, just...
Maya still bad.
Brother, the crop of those women.
Yeah.
Like...
Yeah.
We're talking about Gabrielle Union.
Mm-hmm.
Maya.
Mm-hmm. Kelis.
Vivica Fox. She not at again, but no, she have it one time.
Yeah. I mean, I think Vivica Fox, she was still, at that time, she was still hot. Vivica Fox did kind of like pop off before that. Yeah.
Nia Long. Jesus Christ.
Sanaa Lathan. You know what I mean?
I guess you and Nia Long have the ballad, brother, and look
crazy.
You brother, yes, you were near long, they go so and look for Ice Cube. Yo! That near long, you were near long of a ball, and look back for your dog.
Hey, Craig.
Well, Gabrielle Union was one of them, too.
Yeah, in, we know.
Gabrielle. Which?
She was in,
Nia Long was one love interest from Boys in the Hood.
Nia Long was in Boys in the Hood, and I believe she was in Friday.
Yeah. Gabrielle Union, I think, was in one of the Fridays. No, she wasn't.
No.
Gabrielle Union was in Bring It On.
Yes.
Oh, Lord.
Yes. Oh, yes. Lord. And she did have a, she'd have a movie. She'd have like one of them, like a rom-com movie there with, I think it was her and, was it Morris Chestnut?
One of them. Yeah, one Morris. All of them. Yeah. Even the crap of them black actor there too.
Yeah.
Them, the man one of them.
Yeah.
Even though, well,
yeah, they're all still like in great shape.
Rich.
And
that's the beauty with that, the good thing with man.
Yeah.
And all of them women are still all up right now.
True. I mean, I feel like once you take care of
your body,
will last.
Brother, you see.
Some people just let go themselves, you know?
Brother, at one point in time, you know, the love of my life, you know, was the girl who was married to Jonathan Majors now. Why may I forget her name?
No, Kiki.
That is how bad things have become.
Megan. Megan good.
Tell us something about Megan good.
Mm-hmm.
Dog.
Yep.
You couldn't tell me nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't tell me nothing. Me go down on my knee with a ring in front of a TV.
For Megan good
already.
Facts. I could see that.
Me used to get jealous of most of the movie them when she in a cash hours I kiss him and them.
Yeah.
She kiss. Hey girl, you kiss too much man, you know. Hey girl, every man you come at kiss, a kiss, kiss, yes, a kiss, 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 kiss. Hey girl, let's a kiss man then, Virgin. Kiss me off. It's brother, you see how she had the 50 Cent music video, 21 questions?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like she want kiss a man more than 21 times. Mommy has said, oh, that kiss they look so like wet.
It's like, my girl, chill.
My girl, like, you see how when she kissed Tyrese?
Upset. Upset.
Brother, I'm a vex, dog.
Facts.
Them
facts.
Brother, I'm still feel like them days, eh? we no have no proof of them woman that did being whore.
True, true. No, no, it's like everything is just everything out there.
No, no, me no know them new at Galia.
No, them start off there so still.
Them not ready.
Them just start off as a skits.
The new art girl, them not ready. Me not see no girl to this day come up to a Nia Long, a Megan Good. No, no girl. I swear to me, no, no.
To like a Nia Long.
No celebrity. No celebrity. The 90s patch of beautiful black women.
Who would I give?
Brother, me all right. What the one name where I direct her now? She direct Wally Pattings now.
She direct Wally Pattings.
And she play Yui. She a Yui Vice. Regina King.
Regina King, yes, all right. Yes.
Even she when she did young, did have one time when can you know them time the can you know Miss
Regina Amanda, King did bad.
Miss Amanda love ballad, you know.
Yeah. Oh, you like the pixie cut girl him?
Ballad. Yeah, man. Yeah. Ballad. Oh man, if I have ear pan them head. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, okay?
All right. To be fair.
Ballad.
To be fair, that is how I judge when a girl hot. Not every girl can rock the ballad still.
And ballad is not for every girl.
Ballad is not for every
girl. You see, when a girl ball her head and I still look
a hot, hot girl that man.
She did always.
Yeah, nothing not gonna stop for your hotness.
Ballad mean automatic big body, you know.
Usually.
If you want girl bottom girl, ball your head.
I've seen some that is like them ball it for the hype.
Them
like
one they do crack. Them one they do cocaine. Them one they snort powder. Yeah, something wrong with them one.
Yeah,
normally anytime you see one where nana body with ball head.
Yeah. It's like something
do crack.
Something is usually off with them.
Them burn incense and like yeah, them are one of them weird beer bead and them thing there.
So I always find it weird how well not weird, but you ever see the girl them where it's like them it counterintuitive, but it's like them hotter with more things. Like
them have to put everything
like completely
them.
Bare.
Them
all right. You know, this
and when
sounds
them
like
put
it's okay.
On everything.
Yeah, man. Them put on the ring up. And when them done bedazzle out, it's like, okay.
I know what you mean. Me just not a fan of that.
No. I like looking at it. I feel like it's not usable.
Me like when woman just look good now.
Naturally.
Man. Because at the end of the day, me, I got there on you for the rest of my life. Normal.
I feel like woman not think about that.
And then it's got special. It's going to be a special thing for me when you put
when you dally up.
When you dally up.
Yeah.
When you dally up, me, I say, yeah. But what happened to when me wake up 8 o'clock in the morning and I ain't in my kitchen?
Yeah. Are you miserable? More, all right. More you can't act when you're miserable. when you know you don't even want to deal with me. You're in your thing and you just wake up and you're still at.
And yeah, you're still at?
Yeah, man.
Yeah. More yeah. See if you're at when you drool.
Do you sleep at?
Exactly. You know
do
mean?
You sleep
do
at?
Do you sleep
at?
When you're asleep, do you look at same way when you're asleep? Yeah, brother, because some of them at girls, some of them at girls are not
have some
really
ugly
at.
Sleep, you know.
Some of them girls are not at.
Yeah, true.
When you start pick them woman apart, them not at.
Yeah. That there's that so much contraptions and technology when they put into a at girl now.
Brother, when a girl start take off, all right, see like a man wear jewelry?
Mm-hmm.
Enough yeah. Man, some man like wear jewelry if you like, it's like them I say, me no want you see say me ugly.
Yeah, some, yo, so 17 chain, 17 chain,
your watch,
5 ring, isn't it?
Me want you notice everything except for how my face look.
Yeah, yeah, you see me? The glasses are basil, you see me? Everything, but if me take off all of this, me look crazy.
Me I put on a hat, mm-hmm. Me I put on a glasses, me I put on a jacket, me I put on a t-shirt, a baggy pants, me now make
and
you
everything
see.
Everything attract attention to you, know? Yeah. All of them things. Yeah.
Me no want you see, me want you look at me, it's so confusing to how me look that mm-hmm. You're gonna say, oh yeah, me can't.
You can't even say how him look. You can only say where my van.
Yeah.
To how like
You don't even know if that person is slim, fat, short, tall, kind of on a tall shoe. You don't know who that.
You don't know who I go.
You don't know who that when you see him.
Mm-hmm.
Same way, oh, some woman, you have to like take off. Some woman have a waist trainer.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have on like a tights, but the tights specifically make for like bring up them body.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
Or you will see a woman, I think she tick, and then everything with it up yourself, when she take it off, it just goes up.
Whoop. Everything pad up and
just drop.
Yeah, it's like, oh.
You realize okay. The belly did actually in at the tights.
Yeah. And that is part of the, that is part of like what did make the hips look so hipsy.
You can knock from now till the morning. You go out the door, go smoke. Stay out there till me done. Me can't help you, me a shoot. Stand up, make son burn you.
Why are your father like that? Dude?
You know why?
Why?
Because the man no fear smoke a cigarette.
And him gonna go smoke cigarette.
Me know a cigarette him gonna go smoke. And when we make joke about everything that people think like a joke.
Yeah.
The man just don't listen to me.
Hey. Man say I'm done. Man say done gone bad already.
Man say, yo, you know, man said to me today. Say, yo, yeah, man, me, I make sure say, see me have some butter and me have some egg and some good breakfast. Man say, make sure you eat healthy, man. I believe already, you know.
Me don't. Once you live healthy, it's like, me good in the dark.
Man say, you healthy.
Yeah, you worry about that.
Yeah, big man. Focus by yourself. Love me alone.
Yeah, man, make it a nice. Yeah, man, this is like, isn't me?
This is what
a nice balanced breakfast, isn't me, I say? For ooh.
But open them. May I tell you, the way the world go, everything is going to come back. It's going to come back to them. Natural looking,
oh, for sure. Mm-hmm. I think the natural lifestyle is, or not natural lifestyle, but presenting yourself more naturally
is a trend now.
Is a trend now.
Woman start take off BBL now, you know.
Yeah. So here was so crazy. Now them I get the BBL them. Some of them I find out say yo, it's like the BBL stink.
Yeah,
it's like right. The BBL have a smell now from when me are here. It's like it might affecting your body so bad, like parts of your body might be rotting on the inside and giving this like stink smell that you can't get rid of.
I know what's funny too. I feel like BBL, you are gonna attract a certain type of man with it.
Yeah, it's like you're about to attract the same man them that you don't want that will deal with you terribly. You know what I mean?
The like, same man, them are going to treat you like how them perceive a BBL woman. Because to me, you look at a BBL woman, she just look like a freak party. Yo, yeah, man.
Yeah, and you're going to get treated as such. But it's like, I mean, I know the perspective of like wanting that attention.
First thing I think about is, imagine you have a woman where get like a full like tummy tuck, flatten them stomach, whatever. So when you have pitney, no, me a fret. Like, so, how the belly I go? How the baby belly? Is the baby I go squish up now when the baby I go born? Like,
So some of them is like, certain situations, you know, it's like, you can't have kids again for certain things, you know.
For a certain amount of time.
Yeah, man. Or it's like, I believe, comments maybe you can make me know, but them used to say back in the day when, like, breast augmentation was, like, becoming a big thing, it's like, if you do that, if you have kids, you can't breastfeed. So it's like, so how do you... And usually it's just like, oh yeah, I don't have kids anyway. So it's like, oh, damn.
That's what them say when they might...
Well, yeah, you're 19, of course, you know.
When
you know?
They might brush 40 and then say everybody around them have pitney, then start look and say...
Oh, man. I should have had some kids.
I think children is the way to go.
No, I got
Yeah, because now you're going up by yourself.
Mm-hmm. No, you just got cats.
Nobody know why not by themselves.
No, it's like, you know, when I was saying it, Luther, I'd rather have bad times with you than good times with someone else, which is also very toxic, by the way. But, you know, this concept of like, rather being with somebody, even if it's like not fun, than to be by yourself, I think is becoming more of a situation nowadays. Like, Do you want to, like, that's usually the topic, like, oh, I'd rather not have a bad partner. I'd rather be by myself than to have a bad partner. Than to have somebody that I don't love. You know what I mean?
I think humans and all need people.
Absolutely.
But I feel like a man can survive longer.
Absolutely. I
would not make that woman fight.
Yeah,
you out, but
the comments can have that argument.
Comments have that argument. But in my view, I think a man can survive being alone longer.
Yeah. I think what happens is because, especially to how we're all grown now. We're wired more to survive than how women are wired to survive. We're literally wired to survive. Like, we're not really wired as much as, like, for aesthetics and making the survivability pleasurable.
Yeah,
we're wired to survive. Mm-hmm. Right? So it's like, okay, we're in another room here. How can I live in this room?
Yeah, lift up the couch and move it over yourself.
Yeah. You see, it's just... But it's like, you're just thinking... But you didn't have to lift up the couch because the couch is there. The couch, that is. So if you want to go to the couch, you go to the couch.
No, I thought it was something as simple as we in our house.
Yeah.
And...
Oh, we can move things around ourselves.
If we hear about danger...
Yeah. We can go deal with it.
We can think of protect ourselves.
Yeah.
If something in the house we want to fix...
We can think for fix it. Yeah.
If something in the house where everything lift, yeah, can lift it.
but we also function in this way. Men are easier to function in a way that we will let the thing break. If it not affect you, like,
yeah,
right now,
yeah,
it's
we'll
like
mash it up.
We'll
mash it up.
It will it can mash up and it can stay mash up till we're ready for it.
Till we visit that.
The woman is like, no, this have a fix now. Put this couch over here. No, it have to go over here so now. Cause it going to drive me crazy if it not go over this.
That's them purpose. So but we're not gonna make them argue. We're not gonna make them box with Ian.
True.
You know, so people, you know, remember for like, share, comment, subscribe. Me I go my first shows. My shows start second. It's close now, you know. Me have to go up on the road next week, you know.
Next week.
Yeah, me have Poughkeepsie, Kansas, Richmond, Virginia. We have a couple places next week. So, people, we're out. Boom, bam. Hopefully, we get my father.
Yeah, right? On the episode.
Afi. Must.